Ever get the feeling that some folks, really need everything to be just so? Like everything has to be perfect.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think we all know at least one person like that.
Right. So today we are going to deep dive into this idea, specifically looking at the idea that Virgos are often like this, needing everything just right, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah, we found this article and it's got some pretty insightful stuff about where this comes from and how to, deal with it when you encounter it.
I'm all ears. Let's hear it.
So right off the bat, the article kind of pushes back on the idea that this is like pure perfectionism, like a superficial thing.
Okay, yeah.
It suggests it's more about order, like an internal need for things to be precise as a way to optimize.
Interesting. So it's not just about appearances, it's about function.
Exactly. Like less about a flawless surface and more about a really well-oiled machine underneath.
I could see that. Like, someone might be obsessed with their desk being perfectly organized, not just because it looks nice, but because it allows them to work more efficiently.
Exactly. And the article even points out that this can be a huge advantage in certain situations. Imagine like editing a super complex document or managing a massive project with a ton of moving parts.
Yeah, that makes sense. In those situations, someone who's wired to have everything just right could really excel. It's almost like they have this super detailed internal checklist.
Totally. But like there's always a flip side, right?
Right.
So the article goes on to talk about how this drive for order can actually cause friction, especially in situations that are, well, a little more unpredictable.
Oh, I bet. Like, if you have a super detailed itinerary for a trip, but then your flight gets delayed or you miss a connection.
Yeah, or like someone's super meticulously planned dinner party gets thrown off by, I don't know, a surprise guest showing up.
Totally. It's like their internal system gets thrown out of whack.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where the article emphasizes understanding where this need is coming from can make all the difference. It's not always about like imposing their standards on everyone else. It's often more about their own internal sense of how things should function optimally.
Right. It's not necessarily about criticizing others. It's more about striving for the best possible outcome.
Yeah, so like instead of seeing it as being overly critical, try and see it as a desire for things to be as good as they can be, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. And that shift in perspective can make a huge difference when you're interacting with someone like this.
Totally. And the article talks about how patience and communication are key in these situations. Like, instead of getting frustrated with someone's detailed approach, try acknowledging it. Like, work within their framework, you know?
Yeah, meet them where they are. So, like, instead of springing a surprise trip on them, maybe give them plenty of notice and let them help plan the itinerary.
Exactly. Or, like, if you're working on a project together, be upfront about expectations and deadlines. It's about finding that balance where their need for order is respected, but there's still room for flexibility when needed.
Makes sense. And what I found really interesting was how the article pointed out that this just right thing can manifest differently depending on the person. For some, it might be about a perfectly organized physical space, but for others, it could be about structured plans or like really precise communication.
Right. Like it's not just about having a spotless house. It could be about, I don't know, making sure every email is perfectly worded or that every event is planned down to the minute.
Exactly. It's about understanding that different people have different ways of optimizing their world.
So, listeners, think about it. Do you see a bit of this in yourself or maybe recognize it in someone you know? The point is, understanding these different approaches is key to, well, just navigating life, really.
And to prompt back to our Virgo friends, their desire to have things just right often comes from a good place, this desire for things to be as good as they can possibly be. It's not always about being controlling or rigid.
Totally. And you know what? This whole deep dive got me thinking, is this drive for things to be just right always a bad thing? Like, what are the potential upsides? What benefits might come from this approach, even if it sometimes, creates a little friction? Just food for thought. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.